This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hey, Payne and Pendergast with you. We're giving away rodeo tickets this hour. Be listening to that. Okay, here's our big programming announcement. We just got back from the Super Bowl, so we just got done with one road trip. Good times had by all, I think, in New Orleans. The whole crew not coming on this one, but if you recall, a couple years ago, Seth, you and I, and Adam Spillane and our boss Parker got on a plane and we flew to West Palm Beach.
Yay!
And we covered Astros spring training, the first week of games. We covered it and gave the listeners an immersive experience of what it was like to be at spring training. I would submit there are way more things to keep an eye on from an intrigue standpoint this season than there were 2 years ago with this team. And so, therefore, Payne and Pendergast are on our way back to Astros spring training, baby.
It's going to be a good time. It's going to be fun, man.
Yep.
I'm as excited as I've been about a spring training in a long time for the Astros.
It's very intriguing
because the world's aligned against us, Sean.
Yeah,
the world wants to tell us that oh no, the Astros farm system, bunch of bums. Ah, Altuve, he can't play left field. All this nonsense.
Yes.
And we need to go and tell everybody that everything's going to be just
fine. We will
fine.
Lay eyes on it for everybody, man. We're going to be the eyes and ears for all of you at spring training. Now, we're heading down. It's the last week of the month we're going down there. So we're headed down there on Sunday, the 23rd of February. And then we will be there that entire week, Monday through Friday. We will be there. We'll be staying at an Airbnb, I believe, in Fort Lauderdale. I don't think we're in West Palm again. I think we're going to have a little longer commute to the ballpark. But our Airbnb looks amazing. I don't know if the people care about us having luxurious accommodations, but
yeah,
we got a nice pool in the backyard. We got a nice little sitting area in the backyard. We don't have to share our pool like we did last time we went 2 years ago. Remember that? And
yeah,
we had to share it with the people that were in like a guest house. This is all ours.
It was a 65-year-old Russian woman who I'm pretty sure was trying to seduce me.
Yeah.
And I almost succumbed to it just for the sake of content.
Right.
But Brandy shot it down.
You'll have to go out and find your own 65-year-old Russian woman. She's not just going to be sitting right there for you this time.
She was my 65-year-old Russian woman, and I was her... like her compromise in terms of her pool boy fantasy.
That's right, man.
I was out there drinking a beer in the pool, and she came out and was like, I guess he'll do. We won't get any of that this time around.
You even went out and bought the equipment and the outfit to play out the full pool boy fantasy. You got the kind of the shorts that come down the like right around the knees, the tight golf shirt. You got a net that you're swathing through the water with, pulling leaves out. And she comes out there.
Pool skimmer, Sean.
Pool scissor, pool skimmer. Yeah. Pool skimmer. I call it a big thing that you skim leaves with. We're excited about this. Hopefully you guys are excited about it as well. Headed there for the whole week. There's games all week that week, so looking forward to that. The things I am most looking forward to seeing, Seth, you touched on a couple of them, but I'll hit them here again. This Altuve left field thing, that's number one on my list right now. I want to watch Jose Altuve play left field. I hear he's having fun doing it. It's what Dana Brown said. It looks like he's
right.
having fun.
We've seen clips of him out there at Minute Maid Park messing around, and but now we'll probably get to see him do it in a game.
Games.
It should be fun.
Yeah. So that's number one. Excited to see the new faces, primarily among those, Christian Walker and Isak Paredes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to seeing both of them. The last time we went to spring training, there was a new first baseman for the Astros, and his name was Jose Abreu. My hope is that this three-year, $60 million contract works out better than that three-year, $60-ish million contract.
And Abreu was, it was cool because Abreu was actually out there doing work and everything.
He was.
Abreu, to his credit, was a guy that just, he wanted to get as many reps as possible.
Yes.
To get ready to do whatever the hell it was he did that year. But it was, as far as like veteran guys that could have an ego or anything, he was the opposite of that.
Yep.
So I enjoyed getting the first look at him.
I did too. You know, Walker's a Gold Glover, so we'll be watching him, obviously, through kind of a different lens than we did Abreu back then. But yeah.
But then some of the younger guys too. Last year was nice because we got a sneak preview of guys like Zach DiCenzo, and that you just see now with a little bit of major league experience, where are they in the process and how are they adapting?
Yeah, he might be their left fielder as of right now. The take the next step guys. I'm looking forward to seeing like Hunter Brown going from a genuinely really good pitcher from May on last year to possibly being the ace of this staff for the next several years. Spencer Arrighetti, who had some really, really good outings and some bad stinker outings, like him kind of getting a little bit more consistent and becoming like a solid three or four in this rotation behind Fromber and Hunter. And the third one for me, like take the next step guy, would be Yiner, who, took the next step last year to being an everyday player, but being a guy who's like, he's probably going to bat cleanup in this lineup.
Yeah.
Getting to be a guy who is truly like a dangerous, fearsome kind of hit. Nobody's going to be Yordan, but honestly, just a good enough bat where you feel good about putting him behind Yordan in the lineup.
The fun thing about taking in spring training with you is that you refuse to listen to anybody and everybody when they tell you not to overreact to pitcher performances during spring training.
Yeah.
If a guy is out there and he's specifically working on his slider and he gets shelled because of it, you will act like the world is falling apart.
Yeah.
And I invite you to act that way during spring training.
I will. If you like it.
I want you to be booing Hunter Brown first time he lets up a base hit.
Why is it that every time something begins, the fun thing about doing .. with you, I'm like, I'm bracing myself. Like, what is it?
We have fun with that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We have fun with it. And then the extra fun part about it is that no matter how many times you say, we're just joking, somebody just tuning in hears you flipping out about a pitcher performance and they have to educate you about baseball at that point.
Oh, yeah, I love
Sean,
that.
Sean, you don't know baseball.
You don't know
all right?
ball, man.
This is spring training. You don't overreact to that stuff.
You don't know ball is my favorite. Resurrect.
We also might be there when we get news about Alex Bregman.
If we're putting the over under at news on Alex Bregman at us landing in Florida,
I'm not putting it the over under. I'm saying we might.
We might. Yeah. I'd be shocked. This thing sounds like it's getting done soon. The reports are it's the Cubs, it's the Tigers, and the Red Sox, and they all have multi-year offers out to him, I think, or at least a couple of them do. And Buster Olney said that he expects this thing to end, and he made it sound like the Astros are out of this thing, which sounds right to me. I think the Astros are out.
All right, I'm looking at the...
real quick, that would be amazing if it was still going when we got there. That would be awesome for us.
You know what, I'm looking at the games that are on TV through the first couple of weeks. Nationals, Cardinals, Mets, Yankees, Marlins, Mets, Cardinals, Nationals, Marlins.
These are all their opponents, is what you're saying?
Yeah, so probably not going to get to see Alex Bregman go out there for a spring training game and get lustily booed for abandoning his team in a time of need.
Lustily booed by a bunch of people in Florida in a park with 1,000 people in it. Yeah, that would be awesome. But to your point, Seth, is there a chance this thing drags on a couple weeks? Sure. That would be awesome if it did, because you and I would be down there in the clubhouse getting reaction to the signing from his now former teammates at that point.
Yeah.
You know, like that would be...
Yeah, I'm not ruling the Astros out just because the... Who knows, Sean?
Yeah.
It's a big black box of nothingness right now. You don't know exactly how all this is, whether they'd up their offer, would they be willing to up it again? Who knows?
We'll see. Yeah. The other group of guys I'm looking forward to seeing down there, like I'll call them resurrection guys. Like Chaz, I think if this is going to be the outfield, Chaz needs to start hitting like 2023 Chaz again if this team's going to compete at a high level. I think they can win the division with a janky outfield. They had their best stretch last season with Kyle Tucker out for 3 months. Like they won the division and then Kyle Tucker was not on the field for 3 months. So they can win the division again with this outfield. I don't think they can win a World Series with this outfield unless, you know, unless Chaz turns into, you know, a 23 home run, 80 RBI, 800 OPS guy again. And then all of a sudden you have a bat that you weren't expecting in the lineup there. I'm anxious to see, too, Seth, how all these arm surgery guys are treated during spring training. Do we get to see any of these guys at all? Like even just throwing off to the side or, you know, the
all like, the extra work's done on those auxiliary fields. It feels like there's 29 extra fields out there, so probably not.
I don't even know if we're allowed to go watch them over
in
those fields.
No, I don't know. Yeah, like they're way off in the distance. So it's incredible. It's a really cool facility down there. If you've never been, it's a good time. Like it's done so well that even if you weren't huge into spring training, you would still enjoy yourself. And it's like the perfect time of year for the climate is not too hot.
Yeah.
It feels nice. It feels right.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time. And we'll be, doing the show 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. We're doing it every day from the Airbnb and then headed out to the yard. Should be good.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Astros do play the Blue Jays on March 10th, so we wouldn't be down there.
We wouldn't be there for that one, no.
But that might be an Alex Bregman.
So who do they play again the week that we're there, that first week? It sounded like
the week that we're there, there's a couple of games that are split games, you know, where they've got two games going on the same day.
Right.
So we get there the 26th.
The 23rd is a Sunday we get there. So we
I'll figure that out before I go to the airport. So starting on the 24th, they play the Marlins.
Okay.
The Mets.
Okay.
Then the Nationals.
Right.
Those are in the first 3 days because it's a split game.
And then we're probably not going Friday because that's our getaway day. We're flying home. Yeah. So then
they play the Mets and the Cardinals again.
On that Friday. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people weighing in on the text page. Good morning, guys. Really think Altuve is a huge mistake in left field. His arm's not strong enough, and his short size is a handicap for snagging balls just over the wall. Okay, nobody's jumping up and robbing home runs in left field at Minute Maid Park.
In the Crawford boxes.
Yeah.
To be fair, they don't play. I'm no baseball expert. They don't play all their games at Minute Maid.
They don't.
So there's that.
Yeah.
The whole thing about Altuve's height is that every single thing you can say about his height being a problem in left field is also a problem at playing second base.
In every position.
Like, yeah, it's just like that's his height is what it is. Yeah. Bulletin, the news alert, he's short.
Yeah.
So I'm not as worried about that. The arm size, I can't remember who was talking about this, but he made some really good points, is that for one, you actually get the load up
It was Dana Brown,
right, yeah. And then I don't think he mentioned it, but it's a more... Oh, yeah, he did also the over-the-top delivery. Like, it's not the same challenges necessarily, nor the same frequency as playing in the infield.
Yeah.
So I do feel better about that.
Yeah.
That's not as much of a concern as it was for me the first couple weeks I was trying to process it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Dana Brown calmed me down on that. It's still a concern just because I don't think he has a strong arm, but it's not. I mean, people are making it sound like he's going to be rolling it back into the infield.
Well, plus, let's not act like Yordan is out there in left field, like running towards the wall and then using his right foot to vault himself up and to make an athletic catch with all of his length in left field.
Actually, he throws his body around a little more than I'd like.
A little too much,
yeah. And I would say the same thing about Altuve. Like, he's not getting any younger. I don't need him slamming into walls out there.
I just need him to get comfortable with that little the left center nook out there in Minute
Maid. Oh, yeah, where it juts out there. Yeah.
He could go hide in the shadows. Nobody would ever find
where
him.
Where did he go?
Yeah.
Okay, there's some of you that are texting in saying what you wish the programming announcement was. Stop being mean, all right?
What's the meanest
they just
one?
Wait, you know, they wish that there were some tweets.
Oh, like that you and I lost our jobs or
no,
something?
No, no. Well, similar, but not us.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Read them off.
Be a good teammate. I feel like even mentioning those texts makes me a bad teammate.
This is one of the biggest positive receptions we got from the Radio Row was just how much people enjoyed seeing us on social media, all having a good time as a group. And
we have a good group, man. Like that was real. Like that was that. Like that. This was the funnest group that I've done a Super Bowl with. And I think
there's more pressure now though because we had a dozen people there to provide social media content. Now it's going to be Parker, our boss,
for the Astros
Spillane,
trip.
You and me.
Oh yeah.
Last time, the most fun we had on the social media side of things was Sean being terrified of falling pineapples.
Those coconuts.
Falling coconuts.
Yeah, in the front yard.
Dude, Sean never realized. I guess, was that the first time you had realized just like that there are actual coconuts and they fall from trees in Florida? Did it seem like that's something that only happens in the movies or something?
No, I was just nervous. No, I knew it happened. I was just nervous because I like to smoke a cigar standing in the front yard or if I talk on the phone, I go outside. And I was just worried I would forget they were up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that. So, no, I was aware of how the flora of the coconut tree worked. But I was just nervous that my forgetfulness would set in and I'd wind up concussed with a coconut.
Some sources claim that around 150 people per year are killed by falling coconuts.
Thank you. Thank you.
According to the internet, that number is likely exaggerated. The claim was popularized by these damn shark people, the shark experts, who always want to point out that you're more likely to be killed by this or that than a shark, right? Because I'm not swimming in the ocean 365 days a year.
Correct. Yeah.
If I'm living in Florida and I'm walking underneath coconut trees every day, yeah, I'll be more worried about falling coconuts than sharks.
That's right. That's right.
So that was it was some bogus shark expert that created that claim.
I didn't check to see if our Airbnb we're in this year has coconut trees in the front yard, but rest assured, I am bringing a helmet with me just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can cause serious injuries to the back, neck, shoulders, and head.
Yeah. There you go.
In Papua New Guinea, 2.5% of trauma admissions were due to being struck by falling coconuts.
See? Is that a big enough number to where my concern is justified? 2.5%.
I think so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I missed the big announcement. What was it? Someone texts in on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line. Seth and I and Spillane and our boss are going to spring training, baby. The end of the month.
So we'll be there. We'll be broadcasting from our Airbnb in the morning and then going to games in the afternoons. We'll probably take in a couple. Where'd we go last 2 years ago? It was the Mets, right? We went to a Mets away game.
For the Astros playing the Mets away? Yes. We remember we parked in that. I can't remember if it was the Mets or the Cardinals, but yeah, we went to a couple away games.
It was the Mets because I had some kind of a pastrami sandwich.
There you go.
Supposed to be like a New York deli pastrami sandwich.
Yep. I think you're right.
I confess that I didn't have a clue what pastrami actually was up until that point in my life.
Was it good?
It was good, yeah.
It was tasty.
Yeah. It was salty meat between bread, yeah.
Can't go wrong with that. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. J.J. Watt, maybe not intentionally, made a great argument for something that Seth Payne wants really, really badly. We'll run that through the Payne and Pendergast ringer here in a second.